This week, President Trump signed another executive order that his administration says could help lower medical costs, but it's being met with skepticism by some, including one in the Wyoming congressional delegation. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the details from Washington.
On Monday, Trump signed an executive order giving his Health and Human Services Agency 60 days to flesh out the details of how to force hospitals to be upfront with patients about the costs of their procedures. It's intended to help average Americans shop around the marketplace for cheaper rates. And Wyoming's junior senator, John Barrasso, is fully on board.
I think people ought to know what it's going to cost before they actually undergo treatment. So I'm very happy that the president's done that. I've been working for years to try to make sure people knew what things cost and get the cost down. The competition will help in terms of forcing people to lower the costs.
Barrasso's a doctor by trade, and also now a member of the GOP leadership team in the Senate. He says transparency in medicine is essential.
Medical costs have been complicated like airline costs. Very few people pay the exact same thing for tickets, but I think people ought to know what the cost is going to be specifically for them.
Barrasso's not alone. Even many Democrats want hospitals and doctors to be upfront with patients about costs. Here's Pennsylvania Democrat Brendan Boyle, who's supportive of the effort, even if he's got a big caveat.
In my view, anything we can do to bring more transparency to pricing and costs in healthcare is potentially a positive step. However, that alone is not going to come anywhere near solving the myriad problems we have when it comes to the cost of healthcare.
Boyle and other Democrats claim Trump and GOP leaders like Barrasso are merely nibbling around the edges. And he says it will come back to bite the Republican Party unless they sit down with Democrats and try to tackle the bigger issues that are causing medical prices to soar in Wyoming and elsewhere.
The reason why they lost in 2018, more than any other reason, was because of health care and their drive to try to kick 29 million Americans off their health insurance and cancel Obamacare. The fact of the matter is the Republicans, if they want to preserve their Senate majority and if they want to hold the White House in 2020, need to work with us to reduce health care costs in this country.
Even Wyoming senior senator Mike Enzi isn't convinced that Trump's new purported effort at transparency will work.
Well, he signed an order to have his agencies work on it. We're a long way from being there.
Just this Wednesday, a bipartisan group of senators on the Senate's Health Committee passed a bill that has more teeth than Trump's executive order. And even if he's dubious about Trump's new order, Enzi is proud to be a part of this latest bipartisan effort.
I just left a health committee meeting where we passed out a bill that will make a difference.
The bill Enzi's committee sent before the full Senate would force hospitals and doctors to be upfront with their patients so they don't get smacked with surprise medical bills. It also seeks to lower the cost of drug prices. And Enzi says that legislation is better than any one-sided executive order, especially because it passed out of the committee with a bipartisan mix of 20 supporters and a mere 3 defectors.
Well, because it's had a lot of hearings and a lot of input from a lot of senators and is pretty bipartisan. And bipartisan can pass around here.
Still, the Trump administration and Senate Republican leaders are not clamoring to usher that bipartisan effort through this divided Congress. The administration is trying to force drug companies to list the costs of their drugs in ads that run on television, which is currently being challenged by 3 pharmaceutical companies. Barrasso likes that effort.
The drugs that are advertised on television seem to be the most expensive, and I think it's really important for people to know what those are going to cost before they go and ask their doctor about them, and that's what the administration's trying to do by making them post the cost of those drugs, the price, so that people that are watching the commercials will know what they're talking about.
Beside the new pharmaceutical price listing rules that could kick in this summer, Barrasso says Trump's newest executive order is all about the free market and competition, which he says will lower costs.
We shouldn't even have to be discussing this because people ought to know that already. You know, if you're going to buy a car, you're going to, go out to dinner, go to the grocery store, you know what things cost. People ought to be able to know what things cost when they need health care.
Still, many experts say health care isn't like shopping for a car. It's more complex than that, which is why such a large bipartisan block of senators are trying to tackle the heart of America's soaring healthcare costs. They're just hoping 2020 presidential politics don't derail a broadly bipartisan effort before the train even starts rolling down the tracks. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.